It's genuinely something that, like, people don't know, and they don't mean to cause any harm by it or anything.
No, the way you phrase it is right. What are the things that you don't think the real estate consumer should try to do on their own?
Don't schedule your own showings, please.
We want people to stop trying to get their financial house in order by themselves.
Oh my God. Stop going for the rocket mortgages of the internet and being like, oh, well, yeah, no, I already got pre-approved for blah, blah, blah before you've even come to us.
Welcome back to Millennia, the no BS real estate solutions for millennials, entertaining you while facing real life issues and giving you the tools, resources, and know-how to keep you moving up towards your housing goals. We're your hosts, Jen Inesky and Seth Lejeune, coming out of the greater Philadelphia area, and we are Millennia.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Today we're going to talk about things that you don't have to do yourself or that you should not do yourself.
Yes.
When you are just starting out in thinking about wanting to buy a house.
This is a passion project for you, Jen.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I texted you. I said, I know what the next topic's going to be because I didn't know this was such a thing. And it was probably like the eighth time that somebody has come to me and saying, I just scheduled a showing to go see it tomorrow or whatever. And I said, with who? And they're like, oh, I just put it in. I was on Zillow and I just requested a tour. Should I not have done that? And I was like, no, you shouldn't have. No, don't do it. And they're like, wait, why? And I'm like, because that's. So we're going to get into things you don't do yourself. And it's honestly, the quick answer is you don't do anything yourself when you're buying a house other than show up and deliberate amongst yourselves to make some decisions.
Bring some money.
Yeah.
Might want to bring some money.
Yeah. Could you?
Yeah.
But otherwise, like, we do all the heavy lifting for you as far as things you're going to hear here.
Okay. So I want to do this back and forth. And this is going to be a short episode, guys. I want to go.
It's too important to drone on.
Yeah. And I don't want to drone on about this because it's a negative. It's like, I don't want to like rag on people. But
it's genuinely something that like people don't know and they don't like mean to cause any harm by it or anything.
No. But it's like, I think the way you phrase it is right. What are the things that you don't think the real estate consumer should try to do on their own?
Do not schedule your own showings.
On any internet portal?
None. Because where your information is going, I'll use Zillow for instance. They all have something, but I'll use Zillow. They have Zillow leads where agents pay Zillow to get the leads. So when you put your info, we said this in one of our first original episodes, but when you put your information in on that thing to contact an agent about this home, that is not necessarily going to the listing agent who knows the home. It's going to somebody who paid Zillow to get your information so that they can get you as a client.
They're next in line. It's like a round robin.
So if you already have a relationship with somebody that you want an agent you want to use, and there's something that like you're really curious about, and I know that instant gratification, just like curiosity, and you just like, oh yeah, like I want to know more about this. Just send it to the person that you intend to work with, even if it's like 2 years down the line, whatever. It's not even like remotely soon. Just send it over to them and be like, hey, I saw this. Could you find more out about it? That's what we do.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm happy to do. And even if you had curiosity, just wanted to like see it for funsies, because you could see yourself in a house like that in a couple of years, even if it's not right now. Perfect. I still want you to send it to me.
Yes.
So don't schedule your own showings, please.
Okay.
Yeah. Next.
I'm up.
You're up.
I want people to stop trying to get their financial house in order by themselves. So what I mean by that is if you've got low credit, you don't know how much you need to get for closing costs, you don't know what your monthly payment should be.
Yeah, that always confuses me too. And like a genuine like curiosity of the thought processes behind it of like people say, well, I'll be ready. And I'm like, okay, so like what's holding you back from being ready now? Genuine question. And it's like, well, we need to get our finances in order. I say, so, okay, how are you? Like,
let's talk about that.
Right. And then it's a like, well, we need to work on credit. What about your credit? What's holding it down? And it's like, I can give you such a straighter path to getting that figured out by just having you speak to a lender that I regularly work with who can look at it for you. Because there's so many, like, you might think that it's a matter of paying down a card. But like, if you have even like two or three credit cards, you might be paying down the wrong one that won't boost your credit as fast as if you were doing it strategically, where a lender can be able to tell you like, listen, that card that you think you need to pay down right now has like a lower interest rate. That one's not hurting you as much as this one is.
Why do you think people don't like talking about their finances?
Embarrassment. I mean, just
especially with the guys don't like talking about money. They like talking about money and thinking about money, but they don't like talking about, because they see it as a badge of like failure if they're not like where they should be. Some men are a little more sensitive to it than others.
Which I just think is wild, because me personally, I'm like, I do not care. Know everything. I'd rather you just tell me what I need to get done and what I need to do.
Yeah.
And if I had messed up at one point in my life, whoopsie doozy, try not to do it again though. So can I literally show you? I've done it to you. You've helped me out. And I'm like, here is everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Help me.
And men are much less likely to do that. And so I have that conversation with a lot of people where they're like, yeah, we're just not ready. And then, yeah, I ask that question.
Like,
why are you not ready? Sometimes it's a life thing. It's like, well, we want to wait till we have a baby, or we want to wait until we get married. You know, well, we're spending money. Like, that's a logistical thing. But the financial piece, like, people, they try to do their own credit repair. They try to save on their own.
You could be spending way more money than you need to by paying off things that you necessarily don't need.
Oh, yeah. By the way, 20%, 20% does not need to be put down on a house in order to purchase it. I got that one like 2 weeks ago where it was like, well, I don't have my 20%. I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, oh, no, I need my 20% to put down a house. I said, no.
Sends them Millennia podcast.
The Millennia episode 1, 8, 9, and 13. No. So at the end of the day, no, it's like, that's the one thing I want them to stop doing. I want them to stop saying to themselves, it's a waste of our time to talk to a lender or talk to a realtor. It's not ever a waste of time. We're working with what, two people, three people? Where we've gotten them with a lender, we have a plan, they're going to war with the credit card company, they're going to be putting all their extra money, we have a budget, we have everything in line, and we know that we're not going to be doing anything till probably September, October with this guy. But he has a plan, and he's so relieved. He had texted me the other day, and he was just like, I'm just really glad that he said something like, I'm really glad you convinced me to like... Or you like sold me, you sold me to like get involved, because now I was like, I'm looking at my finances, I'm looking at my credit card statement, and I'm like, okay, now I can beat these bastards. Yep. And so that's really important. That's the one thing that I would love for people to stop doing. And by the way, that is not just for like first time home buyers. I think a lot of people think that we're just talking about first time home buyers. Listen, you're a home seller and a buyer, upsizer. Anybody really who wants to move from here to there, whether you're moving out of a rental, out of a house you own, like we talked about this a couple episodes ago. If you're a seller, you got even more to get an idea, because you have to plan a house for sale. So getting out ahead of things is the thing that I would love for people to do.
Yeah. And it's like my friend just texted me like earlier this week, and she said, can we get coffee? I want to talk about real estate. And I was like, oh my God, what a really great text. I love that.
Bestie.
Yes. What I absolutely love, that she is not ready to do it right now because of just like taxes, which that's going to be another episode. But she's like, all I've ever wanted to do is buy a house. She's like, all I've ever wanted to do is just own my own house. And I knew I've always wanted to. I feel like I kind of like wasted 5 years and I should have done it sooner. And at 22, I should have been looking into doing this. She goes,
Have you seen those memes where it's like a baby and it's like me being
in 2008?
Me being lazy and not buying a house.
Yeah. Me graduating high school and not buying a house because I was lazy. But no, she's just like, I wish I had just started any of this sooner. And she goes, I can't do it right now. She goes, but I know within the next 2 years, like I'm going to want to, and I just need your help. Like, what do I need to do to get there? And I said, so happy to help.
You're smart, lady.
Like, oh my God, you are doing, first thing I said back to her was, I wish everybody did what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because this is where you need to start. Like, don't wait until you think you're ready, because then you're going to find out that you might not be ready, or you're not going to be as ready as you could have been.
And the other thing, and I don't know about you, I think I know. I love that part of the business. Mm-hmm. It's weird because
I get to see you too, and I get to talk to you. We get to like get to fix them. Yeah,
a little bit. No. Not that you need fixing. You do not need fixing, but
you're great the way you are.
You're great the way you are. God made you. But in the end, I get excited by it because I'm like, this is gonna be deliberate and planned and less dramatic than it needs
to be. Easier.
And this is where everyone can maneuver a little bit, make some choices. Because if you wait and wait and wait, who the hell knows what will happen? And life has a way of throwing you curveballs.
You have guidance for if a curveball comes up too.
There's always curveballs. I just got done talking about how I had a seller who didn't really have any business buying a house.
Check out last episode if you want to hear all about that. The next one that I want people to stop doing, and it kind of goes on that too, is, oh my God, stop going to the rocket mortgages of the internet and like being like, oh, well, yeah, no, I already got pre-approved for blah, 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 before you've even like come to us. I guess that kind of falls under what you were just saying, but like, stop doing that, because if you don't go to me first before you put your information onto those things, there's this thing called the Do Not Call Registry. And if you're not on it, you're about to find out after you put your information
there. You know
what
those are called? They're called trigger leads.
Yes. My friend actually works for a company who does trigger leads.
Does trigger leads.
He has a trigger lead.
There's legislation, and I think it's even this screwed up government we have, that is something that everyone can get on board with. They're going to ban those trigger leads.
Good.
So basically what happens if you fill out a mortgage app or you click on something on a lender's site, it automatically, you put your info in, it goes into a very public pool, and basically any lender who wants to call you can. I had a client who got 65 calls in one morning.
And that's currently illegal.
And so. It's currently legal, but they're going to the Federal Trade Commission is going to be tamping that down. So that's good.
So anyway, but yeah, but then the other thing that you do not have to do yourself is you do not have to go to open houses by yourself. It's a nice option. Like, say we've already gone out before and seen your first rodeo. We've already seen a few, and like, there's an open house on a weekend and like we're tied up or something and you just want to like pop in to see it, go ahead. But I'm speaking to the people who think they're going to waste our time by even like asking somebody to come with them and they just want to go see a house. Again, this is what we do. We want to go with you so we can help like point out some things you may not see yourself, or be able to explain certain things, or be able to see what you like.
Or ask you certain questions.
Yeah, and see what it is about it that you do like, so that, you know, I'd rather know that at the beginning of us going in for like to very seriously start a home search. It's like my homework. It's me being able to kind of see through your eyes what you like and be able to ask those questions kind of like as a preliminary. I don't know why I can't say that. Preliminary.
Say it again. Showing.
No. Nice try.
Preliminary.
Cool. Shut off. It gives me a chance to be able to like ask you what you like about it or what you don't like about it, or just be able to do my homework and see what it is that even got you there. So don't feel like you're wasting our time if you say like, hey, there's this place that has an open house. Like, I think we're just going to stop by. I want to know what you're looking at.
I think it's a good idea to rethink those preliminary steps that you have to take in order to buy and sell a piece of real estate. Hmm? Preliminarily, it's good.
And to be honest, like, no, I don't get paid until I get to a settlement table. But guess what? I also do this because I like seeing people. And typically, this is like stuff like
solving
my friends.
Problems.
Yeah, solving problems. That's a big part of it. I genuinely love the human contact piece of this. I'm a social being.
Yeah.
Like, I could not sit in a cubicle. Like, the part of my job that, like, I don't love is necessary, but I don't love is anything that involves having to stick my face into my computer for hours at a time.
Yeah, I always ask you.
You know that. It's not my favorite.
I always ask somebody to get an idea of, like, how they work. I said, if I have a whole bunch of papers and I throw them on your desk, are you excited or are you sad? And your facial expression is like,
ugh. I'm delegating.
But our partner, Julie, pull up a cup of coffee. She's all about checking and organizing, and that lights her up. That part of my brain is dormant. It's dead.
Seth and I just had to put in a weekly block in our schedules on Mondays to work in our office together, separately. And I was so on board strictly because I said, I'm too much of a social person. Like, I can't just do this stuff by myself, just in a room by myself, because I just will get too unmotivated and distracted from it. So the fact that the part of my job that I love is the social contact and being out in the field and being out in houses and helping guiding and just even like just building relationships with my friends that are coming to me to do this, that's the best part. Okay, like part of marketing is like taking people out of coffees, whatever. Like if I reach out to you and okay, let's get together. It's not a business pitch. It's a, I hope you do use me when you do go to buy a house, but also I get to do this as my job. I get to like hang out with you.
Yeah.
Because, and that's so awesome because I want to, and now it's part of my job that I get to.
The extension of that is that we become friends with pretty much everyone we do business with.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just become friendly and you go through a shared experience. That's what happens. I've got a final one.
Ooh, we didn't talk about it before we went on camera. Yes.
I'm pretty sure we did.
Okay, what is it?
I want people to expand their idea of what is possible, not in terms of like buying and selling a home, in terms of what kind of a house you are looking to buy. So some of the strategies need to change because the market is a little different. And obviously affordability is more of an issue now. I'm talking mainly to like the first time homebuyers and the upsizers about, like, what do you think is, you have to rethink a little bit about like what is possible for you and like where you can find happiness. I think a lot of people come into this process and like, this is the house I want and this is the only way I can do it. And like, this is it.
So but things that they don't have to do themselves.
Creative. It's getting creative, but it's stop thinking that it has to be this way because your parents did it or your best friend from college did it this way, or, you know, you have this, so now you have to do that. it's just kind of opening up your mind about what is possible and allowing a good realtor or anybody in the real estate space, including a lender, maybe rethink about, yeah, maybe you don't put quite as much money down, or you put more money down, or you don't buy in that area, but you buy in this area. And just being kind of open-minded, because sometimes we get these buyers that come in and they're like, this is the only place I want to live. And it's really, it's because the only place they know. Mm-hmm. But I have had a lot of success with people where I'm like, why don't you guys, after our showing in the place they have to live in and we're striking out there, I'm like, why don't you just go over to that town and like have a coffee? Mm-hmm. Just kind of get a feel for the place, get a vibe. And you'll see, a lot of times I find that when one side of the couple is from here and the other one isn't. And so like my wife's from North Jersey. I grew up in Philadelphia. When she moved down here, she moved to like right by the town that I grew up in. And she didn't know anything about any of the other areas. It took a long time for us to get out of that space because that was the only place she really was looking, you know, when she only wanted to live there. But then she realized like, oh, wow, there's like place. This place is close to highways. Like mm-hmm. this place is like a really cool downtown. I didn't know. So that's really what I want for the consumer is like to really think about.
So to know that you don't have to like try to make these decisions by yourself.
Well, no,
so.
But just like expanding what is possible mm-hmm. and getting creative and trusting your agent and trusting some of the people that have do this all day, every day. And by the way, it's not our opinion. It is. Let us extract the past experiences of our clients and give them to you. That's, I don't know, that's a fancy way to just basically say, like, trust our experience and trust the people that have already done this.
We have the answer key.
We have the answer key.
We have the fastest, straightest route from where you are to where you want to go.
That's right.
Millennia up, baby.
Millennia up. We'll millennia up the shit out of you.
So that pretty much covers it. It's an all-encompassing saying that you do not have to make these decisions yourself, and you are not intended to, and none of this was even like made for you to do it yourself.
And I know there's this narrative how it's like so much harder than it's ever been. This is what we're talking about, guys, is evergreen, meaning it's always been the case.
Yeah. Even like when, forever. Don't go do your showings yourself.
Yeah.
And always you don't have to go to open houses by yourself. And always you do not have to go shop around lending yourself. Like get an opinion first and then feel free to go like shop around yeah. to what you're comfortable with. But like you don't have to start, and I do not encourage you to just start anywhere and just aimlessly. Yeah. So,
and that goes doubly for sellers. So if you have a house that you want to sell and you want to move into,
that's a jigsaw.
It's definitely a puzzle, mm-hmm. and getting all those pieces in place is super important. Otherwise, you're going to be spinning your wheels, or you're just going to get apathetic and disengage and just say, "The hell with it, honey. This is good enough."
Yeah.
And it's not good enough, Jen.
Because I'm never good enough.
All right.
All right. So yeah, don't have to do it yourself. Please just talk to somebody, even if you have the thought. So on that note, see ya.
Later.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Millennia. For more information or to connect with us directly, you can always get a hold of us on Instagram at Millennia Podcast LLN, or through each of our pages at Janusky Gets It Done or at Ask Seth Anything. Until next time, keep moving up. Later.